fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Sunday, the 21st day of October 2007, welcome to the John Moore Show. I was tuning into the last half hour or so of Jim Phillips' show, the one that's on prior to myself here. And the more I like this guy, the more I like him. And if you're a regular listener to my show, I want to encourage you to become a regular listener to Jim Phillips as well. When it comes to his areas of expertise, this is a gentleman who's got some very deep knowledge and experience. And I applaud Jim for his efforts and his work. That said, this is the John Moore Show, and we specialize and we talk about preparedness, every aspect of preparedness. And it's an ongoing education, not only for you folks out there, but for myself as well. For example, I was just looking at Freeze Dry Guy's website just a day or two ago, and I came to learn that he's now offering Wiggy sleeping bags. Now, Wiggy, that's W-I-G-G-Y. Wiggy is fairly well known in the special operations community and people who are real serious about cold weather camping to be the best of the best of the best. And I know that I may sound like I'm stringing a bunch of shit together, but quite frankly, you cannot find a better sleeping bag or sleeping bag system than what Wiggy offers for a lot of reasons. The engineering that goes into them, the materials, the quality, the workmanship, and of course you're going to pay for it. This is not like going to Walmart and picking up a fiber-filled bag suitable for casual camping. This is for serious people who want a serious piece of equipment. And the freezedryguy.com is where you can find an excellent selection, not only of Wiggy sleeping bags, by the way, but he's got some little first aid kits that are interesting. And we have our first break. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st of October, 2007. A final thing about Free Dry Guy's website before I move on. He has a collection of articles there. Oh, it's 8 or 12. I didn't really count them. Related to preparedness and that topic. And Free Dry Guy and I share some common military experiences without going into detail. You know my bio. I did serve in U.S. Army Special Forces, psychological warfare in Vietnam. Also, the short tour duty with the Continental Intelligence Command. But articles that are well worth reading, and I encourage you to do so. That's freezedryguy.com. And of course, he has a phone number. If you need to talk to him and order product, you can do so at area code 530-265-8333. If you're a first-time listener, my name is John Moore. I'm a private investigator. I've been a criminal investigator, homicide detective, private investigator for 35 years. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to put the in front of it, Tango Hotel Echo, or you'll end up someplace you don't want to be. And you can see my photo. Read my bio. I have some interesting products there. You some of which are very unique, you can't find anywhere else, some of which are pretty easy to find, like cruises and tours. I'm a travel agent. You can get those at the same kind of discount you could find at places like Travelocity or Expedia. In fact, the websites are very similar to look at them. And my DVDs that I produced regarding preparedness, Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1, and Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 2. Unique, specialized information. I am the only presenter on Volume 1. Volume 2, I have a number of other presenters, including myself, dealing with survival preparedness-related topics, health, your health, and communications, and all kinds of things like that. Interesting stuff. So check it out, and you'll undoubtedly find some things you weren't aware of, including my paper, No Need for Panic. Now, we're nearly at the last week of October, deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. It's in the mid-80s. That's quite frankly a bit off the charts in terms of how warm it is for the time of year. We're seeing an ever-increasing severity of truly bizarre weather-related events. Now, mid-80s and near the end of October is not all that bizarre, but it's strange. Thunderstorms, tornadoes aren't supposed to happen this time of year, but we've been seeing those now with increasing severity and frequency for a number of years. Torrential downpours have become something that are hardly newsworthy anymore, where people get 18 and 20, 21 inches of rain in 24 hours. Of course, the hurricanes that we've experienced the last several years, along with earthquakes, the tsunami that happened in the South Asia a couple of years ago. You'll be hearing and seeing a lot more of this with more frequency and more severity as these events warm up towards their final chapter, which is 2 to 3 years off. I don't have exact timing. Excuse me. I'm doing the best I can. It's all talked about in my paper, No Need for Panic, 19 pages with footnotes, a bibliography. I cite books containing 5,000 pages worth of information that's very relevant to these issues of global warming and what's really going on, the real timetable, as opposed to the timetable put out by the federal government of this country and Al Gore, which is the same timetable. That's fraud. That is lies. That's duplicity to keep you from knowing the truth, to keep you all from doing anything other than conducting your normal routine of going to work, paying your bills, your normal social interaction with friends and family and so forth, civic life. They want you to continue that as long as possible, so that gives them more time to do what they want to do to make their preparations, including places like the Denver airport, 57 square miles. They didn't even need a new Denver airport. In fact, the new one is smaller, has less runway capacity than the one they closed down. And that's a huge topic. Many of you are frequent listeners of Patriot Radio. You know what I'm talking about, all the bizarre graphics that they installed in that place. Truly bizarre graphics. I've been asked by station management to remind everybody that Republic has a chat room on the Republic Broadcasting homepage for listeners to communicate with each other. I sometimes get emails. People want to meet, get the email address for another listener. I don't like to get in the middle of that. It's something I don't want to be part of, quite frankly. The chat room gives you folks the opportunity to communicate with each other as you choose to do so. So it's a great opportunity if you want to participate in that. We also have at Republic Broadcasting a way to help wake up friends and loved ones, a DVD titled Freedom to Fascism, It's a topic that frequently comes up in Patriot Radio, how do I wake up friends and family? This is a way to possibly do that. So go to the Republic Broadcasting website. You can order it there, or Monday through Friday during normal business hours, I believe at 800-727-2719, 800-727-2719. We had a caller send me an email after the show last week reminding me that Maytag Ringer washers are routinely available at farm auctions for about 10 bucks or so, and that's very true. I wish he had went ahead and called in. It would have been an excellent call. Why Maytag Ringer washers and why now? Here's the reason. It's a lot easier and much more likely that you'll have electricity run a Ringer washer than you'll have hot and cold running water under 40 pounds of pressure to operate a machine. Much more likely. So that's why I encourage people to get these Maytag. And I only mention Maytag because, quite frankly, they're the best built. They're the ones that you can more easily get spare parts for and new parts and have serviced even today. They were made until manufactured up until fairly recently. I can't tell you when they quit. There might be a Maytag person listening who could tell you that. I know in the 70s you could still buy them new. I don't know if come 1980 you could. I believe sometime in the 1980s they discontinued manufacturing them, which is fairly recently. There's also ways that Maytag Ringer washers could be re-engineered to run off a bicycle, for example, and have that agitator work from a drive belt driven by a bicycle, or even a small gasoline engine running the right RPMs. And it would be critical to have the correct RPMs, obviously. So there's a lot you can do with these. They're extremely well made, very durable, excellent engineering and materials. Don't sell Maytag Ringer washers. But, gentlemen, I know most of my audience is males. We got our sprinkling of female listeners out there. Now, you need to think about this. 99% of long-term survival is going to be routine chores around the farm and around the ranch. That's what it's going to be 99% of the time. It's not going to be emergency communications. It's not going to be use of firearms. It's going to be doing laundry, growing food, harvesting food, preparing food, storing food, equipment maintenance, using equipment, repair. The routine things that are done out here on family farms and family ranches 7 days a week right now. Finding ways to continue doing those things, like the Maytag Ringer washer, is extremely important. We got our first caller, Sheldon from Arizona. Sheldon, are you there, sir?
Hey, John.
Let's go ahead.
I wanted to let you know, I noticed this today and on previous broadcasts when you're talking, it sometimes sounds watery for a fraction of a second. Are you using Skype to do your show?
Yeah, we use Skype, and most of the time we get near studio quality audio, and I don't know how this works. I mean, to me it's like magic, but I don't know if they're going through satellites or if it's all cable-based. Do you know about it yourself, Sheldon?
Well, I was a radio talk show host one time, and I tried Skype with First Amendment Radio, and I wasn't happy with it, so I quit using it. But you sound
how
really
long?
Good, but I can still pick up the watery part.
Well, if you were in radio professionally, you probably have a more sensitive ear than a lot of people. Occasionally, Skype will just, for the reasons we don't understand, it hasn't happened for several months, it'll just go away. And I'm off, and I'm scrambling to make a landline call here. But it's been, it gives us near studio quality, and it's pretty much 95% where it needs to be, I'd say. So anyway, what else is on your mind today, Sheldon?
Well, just for an update on that local case of mad cow disease down here in southern Arizona, that individual did pass
Hold
away.
Hold on, Brad. Sheldon, we got another break. Hold on to the break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
On the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
First of October 2007, and we're back. Sheldon, you still there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear about the mad cow thing. And what town in Arizona is that?
What?
What town is the mad cow disease in Arizona?
In Tucson.
Tucson, okay. Give us an update,
yeah,
please.
I don't want to be on the phone too long, but I just wanted to give you an update on that. That individual passed away, and it only took him 3 months to pass away from the time of the onset of the outward symptoms until he died.
And what's the scientific, the medical name for that? Well, the street name is mad cow disease. What's the scientific name for it?
Well, the individual was diagnosed with the classic form of Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, but it mad cow disease.
All right. Well, has there been any further outbreaks that you're aware of? Any other contagions, contaminated people, sick people?
Not like this, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's more cases. You know, the person's family wanted to be quiet about it. I'm sure there's other families out there that are the same way, and that would create a news blackout and things like this.
Well, they would want to keep that quiet. The government officials don't want panic, and they don't want the beef industry shut down. So
yeah, plus we got Clinton back in signing this HIPAA law thing back in the mid-90s that protects these families.
Protects the families?
Yeah, from disclosure of personal health information. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, there's something to that. I think people should have some privacy and have a right to know if there's contagious fatal diseases around also. Okay, well, Sheldon, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, John.
Okay. And we've got Craig from Texas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I want to say I enjoy your program very much, and I'm trying to decide where I want to live when I grow up, and I'm trying to decide between other countries and the USA, and for me, it's not a matter of running away or anything like that. It's a matter of trying to figure out where it can be most useful.
Right.
And
well,
as I see it, things are going to collapse. I don't foresee. Now, I'd be happy to be surprised. If I'm wrong, I'd be the happiest guy in the world. But I don't foresee us being able to stave off a collapse. I think that's being engineered. I think, you know, these New World Order folk who've been around for thousands of years have been engineering these collapses and followed by dark ages for a long period of time, during which time they can conveniently reduce population through disease and so forth. They did it back in the dark ages in Europe. And, you know, then basically people come back very poorly educated and willing to listen to their few lords and masters and so forth. But at any rate, so a couple of questions. One is, if I'm staying in the United States, I'm probably going to be choosing between northwestern Arkansas area, around Fayetteville area, that general region,
right,
versus southern border of Missouri. Do you have an opinion on that? Second question, countries in South America I'm considering are Argentina, Uruguay, and Chile.
Okay.
Do you have an opinion on that?
I do.
And
well, let's address the second one first. The Europeans, when they came to South America, the Europeans who went to South America 400 years ago, when they went to the part of South America that's now Argentina, they pretty much killed off all the native people, all the Indians. They pretty much just wiped them out. Argentina is the most Caucasian and the most European of all the South American countries because they literally wiped out almost all the native peoples, which eliminates some of the problems you've got in other parts of South America dealing with indigenous peoples who are dirt poor and would be very, that could be a problem. I hear a break coming up. Craig, stay tuned. We can get back to these questions here. Hold on, everyone.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st of October, 2007. We're visiting with Craig from Texas, and we're talking about a couple of interesting topics here. Craig, are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
First of all, do you speak Spanish fluently?
I will as soon as I get in the submergent thing. From what I understand, the dialects are different.
Oh, yeah, it's tremendous.
If you're going to a particular country, you really probably ought to learn their dialect. Otherwise, they're going to always look at you as...
You're absolutely correct. Before I'd make a permanent move to any foreign country, Argentina or otherwise, I would spend a good 2 to 3 months in the locale that I'm considering and make contact with the American expatriate community and see if it's, you know, get a feel for the area and the people and the climate and the culture before I made that a life-changing commitment to move there permanently. I would definitely spend several months at least. But that would be my first country of choice if I was going to go to South America. Now, if you were talking to me in the mid to late 1970s, I probably would talk about South Africa or Rhodesia. But those places are both coast. You know, they were highly, highly, highly desirable places for Americans to immigrate to up until they fell apart and were taken over by communists. Anyway, your other question, you mentioned northwest Arkansas and the Missouri southern border. What part of the Missouri southern border?
I'm a little unclear on that. I'm wanting to get something probably in the range of at least 1,000 feet, probably 1,500 to 2,500 feet elevation.
Okay, you want to be at least 100 miles west of the Mississippi River. The Boot Heel area is very flat and very low and very prone to flooding even now, and it's very close to the New Madrid Fault. You really don't start getting into the Ozarks until you get about 100 miles west of the Mississippi River on that southern Missouri area, those counties along the southern border of Missouri. And basically, once you get into the Ozark Hills and mountains, there's virtually no difference between Arkansas and Missouri in terms of terrain and culture and the people and just everything about the area. It's very, very similar on both sides of the Arkansas-Missouri borders.
Would state laws be more unfriendly on one side or the other?
Not anymore. Missouri now has concealed carry, has had a very favorable pro-gun legislature, Senate, House, and governor for a number of years. Arkansas is certainly very pro-gun. Arkansas tends to have a bit more of a southern culture. Young women can get married at an earlier age than they can in Missouri, for example. I think it's 15. I think 15-year-old young women can get married in Arkansas, which is part of a southern cultural tradition, you know, to have, you know, those earlier ages for marriage. Other than that, I don't know some nuances like personal property tax. I'd have to look into that. Missouri has personal property tax on cars, boats, airplanes, motorcycles. I don't know if Arkansas does or not.
Okay.
That can add up. I mean, if you've got some high-end personal property, that can add up to several thousand dollars a year.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate your program.
Anytime. Thank you, sir.
One of my favorites. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I was reading an article. I do about an hour's worth of research to get caught up in all the news before my show every week. They being government officials in Israel and other places, are now admitting their plans to be able to manipulate hurricanes. Well, Professor McCanny made scientific observations of hurricanes being manipulated by human beings several years ago in the Caribbean and the Western Atlantic. So it's no surprise to Professor McCanny that hurricanes can be manipulated, in fact have been manipulated for a number of years. So now we're seeing mainstream news admitting publicly that they being scientists, these meteorologists, have plans to manipulate and change the direction of hurricanes. And of course, the lawyers and the risk managers and insurance companies are already talking about how directing a hurricane away from point A, where God was sending it, to point B, where man is sending it, is very likely to result in massive lawsuits from the people who did get the damage instead of those who would get the damage. And of course that would happen. That would happen in a heartbeat. Lawsuits based on hurricane manipulation. I want to get back to the show before my show and Mr. Phillips talking about clothing. I don't know if he addressed this. This is one of my little pet peeves, and it has to do with Gore-Tex. Gore-Tex is a space-age fabric that is, it's actually three layers, if I remember correctly. Acts as a membrane that allows your body moisture to escape and prevents outside moisture, rain, water, whatever, snow, from getting in. Wonderful, wonderful space-age fabric that I discourage people to get for long-term survival purposes for the following reason. One, if it gets too dirty, it stops working as advertised. And number two, and even more important, the cortex is damaged. You cannot repair it unless you have specialized repair equipment and specialized equipment to do, rendering it not suitable for its intended purpose. Therefore, for long-term survival use, I encourage people to basically outfit themselves like these farmers do out here in the Ozarks with heavy cotton duck outer garments that have been properly treated to be water repellent. We have a many, many decade, and we're talking about more than 100 years of experience with heavy cotton fabrics that have been properly treated with water repellent materials to make them water resistant. Keeping in mind, of course, that you don't want cotton underneath that. Those of us who are out and about in serious cold weather for 24 hours a day, we refer to cotton as, quote-unquote, the fabric of death. The fabric of death. Once it gets wet, it stays wet. And once it gets wet, it loses whatever slight insulation, and I do mean slight insulation value it may have. Cotton socks, cotton underwear, cotton t-shirts. Don't do it. I like wool. I like merino wool socks. I wear them whether it's 110 degrees or 10 below zero. I like my merino wool socks. I've pretty much stopped wearing cotton socks. I even wear merino wool dress socks. They're very, very comfortable to wear all day long. They breathe real nice. Keep your feet at the proper temperature for comfort indoors and out. Here's the deal with merino wool. The fibers of merino wool are longer than other wool fibers, therefore virtually eliminating the scratchiness that we're used to, even with high-end, like a Pendleton wool shirt. I've got a couple of nice Pendleton wool shirts. They've got a piece of satin sewn into the neck to keep it from scratching your neck. Now, you can easily spend $60, $75 on just one Pendleton wool shirt. Even they don't use merino wool in all their products. I don't, quite frankly, without looking at their website, I don't know if they use merino wool at all. I would hope they would. So it's the best of the best. And the old-timers, you know, you go to a museum, you see these Civil War uniforms made out of wool. There was a reason they used wool. Wool is a wonderful fabric that will keep you alive under harsh conditions. An absolutely wonderful fabric for that purpose. The old Army wool blankets that I don't know if they're still being issued or not, but they're tough, they're warm, they serve their purpose. No, they're not merino wool, sorry, but they're very durable, very tough. They'll take a beating. You need to protect them from moths, just like any wool product needs to be protected from moths. But they'll do an excellent job keeping you warm under harsh conditions. Wool watch caps, wool-lined mittens. I just can't say enough good things about good, well-made wool outdoor clothing and equipment. Now, when it comes to sleeping bags, I mentioned earlier the Wiggy sleeping bags that Freeze-Dry Guy sells. Might be a couple of different ways to look at sleeping bags. One would be for when you're out in the bush backpacking. That's when you really, really need the extremely lightweight Wiggy bags, very compact, very lightweight Wiggy sleeping bags. Now, for base camp usage, that's when you can get away with an older, heavier, larger down feather sleeping bag. In a base camp situation, you can probably keep your down feather sleeping bag dry. Because once a feather sleeping bag gets wet, you've just got one sloppy mess on your hands until it dries out, and it's not going to keep you warm. The Wiggy sleeping bag and most well-made modern sleeping bags went for backpacking use. They use man-made fiberfill that will keep you warm even when it's wet. And that's what you need is a good man-made fiber filters. DuPont makes several, and I'm not going to mention any specific ones. There's a lot of excellent man-made fiber fills out there now that do a wonderful job keeping you warm under harsh conditions. Like Mr. Phillips before me was mentioning, you need to get out there and practice this stuff. You cannot, and you will not learn the skills you need sitting in your easy chair. I've got a wonderful chair for reading myself, a reclining wingback leather chair. And I love sitting there and getting caught up on my reading. I can't learn skills there, however. I can't do it. Now, if I already have a skill, I might read something that would provide me with a subtle nuance to help me improve a skill I already have. And I agree, you could do that by reading. There is no substitute, however, for getting out there and doing it. If you're going to prepare a bug-out bag, and we frequently have callers calling in about bug-out bags, and you need to put that bug-out bag on your back and go for a hike and live with it for a weekend at least. Go out on a Friday evening, come back on Sunday afternoon. In 48 hours will be a great eye-opening experience for you. I guarantee it will be a great eye-opening experience. You need to do it when it's hot and when it's mild weather like we've got now in the fall. And in the dead of winter, if you happen to live in an area where it gets cold, do it in the dead of winter. Absolutely. There's no reason whatsoever not to do it, assuming you have normal health and can ambulate. You need to do that. It's more fun if you go with somebody else and share your experiences and share your learning and figure out together with your significant other or could be a sibling, a child, whatever, your child, your grandchild. Camping is a fun recreational activity. A lot of people do it, thousands and thousands of people do it just for recreation all the time. And it can be fun and can be a great learning experience. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is a live call-in show. I'll give you the call-in number here. It's 800-313-9443. I was attending a seminar this weekend. I believe I may have been the only person there who was not a healthcare professional in some way. The title of the seminar was Balancing Male Hormones Naturally. Excellent seminar put on by Dr. Janet Lang, L-A-N-G. She goes all over the country putting on seminars of different types. This is just one of a number of different seminars regarding endocrinology, which is an area of medicine and science that is changing so rapidly. The information I was receiving this weekend is so new, it's not even in the textbooks yet. My wife, Dr. Moore, the chiropractor, loves the study of endocrinology and the study of hormones. It's cutting-edge research. I was there because I want to be healthier. I'm already a pretty healthy guy, and I enjoy my health, and I'm looking forward to making improvements in my health any way I can. So I was sitting there and taking my notes and got my my seminar notebook provided by Dr. Lang with all the pre-printed notes in there. It was a great wake-up call for me, a great reminder to be more diligent in my exercise program, be more diligent in what I eat. I'm already very diligent. In fact, my wife and I, we did something this afternoon we've been wanting to do for a couple of years. We've been together for 25 years, and we only got a microwave 2 years ago. We kind of inherited it. But this afternoon, we got rid of the microwave. It's gone. Microwaving your food changes your food at the molecular level. and causes reverses, bad for your health, reverses in the molecular structure of the food. It is so, so handy to have one of these. And we were kind of kidding each other about how we were always saying how we'd never have a microwave in our home. But we bit the bullet and gave up that handy convenience this afternoon, and the microwave's in the dumpster down the road from us here, where it should be. Sure, it takes a few minutes to heat up something on the stove in a pot or in one of those little toaster oven deals. So what? What's that compared to your health? So what? So it's, you can do your own Google search on microwave ovens and convince yourself. And we have a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, Liz. I'm back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st day of October 2007. If you don't have a copy of this book on my website, you need it. If you don't, you need it. This is a critical book to emergency preparedness. The title of it is Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System. This is a book written for people who don't know about radios. It's meant for people who can turn on the AM, FM radio on the dashboard of their car and not much else. That's the level it's written at. It's written in layman's terms with lots of photographs and diagrams and drawings and references for you to find what you want to find. And simplistic, easy to understand language, not technical language. I've been in emergencies when I could not or barely knew what was going on, like the Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968. We were desperate, all of us, from my commanding officer, a great guy, on down to us lowly enlisted men. I was a 20-year-old corporal. We were desperate for information. And whenever we got some, we were very grateful for it. You really, really don't want to be there. You want to know what's going on in your neighborhood, in your county, in your state, and in your country. You need to know these things in a crisis. You need to be able to communicate with your ones and your friends. When the telephones don't work, If you don't have proprietary communications that you own and you control, you and your close, the people that are close to you, you're not going to be communicating. This book provides all the answers you need, all the information you need to learn how to be in control and in charge of your own communications. And do it right the first time. You start buying radios, a couple hundred to several hundred dollars a piece, making a mistake can get to be very expensive and time consuming. So this book will help you prevent making mistakes. And that's a good deal. And that's certainly worth the small price of an excellent book like this, very professionally written and edited and put together, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. I interviewed the author here a couple weeks ago, Tom Harrington. Tom, if you're listening, we're going to do some radio again soon. I got an author I'm going to be interviewing next week, the 28th, Jonathan Gray from New Zealand. Jonathan Gray is an archaeologist, and he is a very important piece of the puzzle when it comes to earth changes because of his research, basically his entire adult life, and the books he's written, documenting in no uncertain terms what this planet has been through time and time again in terms of dramatic, rapid earth changes involving pole shifts, rising ocean levels, and so forth. Excellent, excellent guest. I tried to have him on a few months ago. We got our time zone screwed up, and he's across the date line. When he's on my show next week, it'll be Monday in New Zealand. Top of the hour break. You all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With recent